episode 200 of Jaded Gamercast. Bottoms up. Actually, not an instant gag reflex.
More in the back.
Woo. How was that for you?
It was. I didn't gag, but it was hard.
The fear was so there more than anything else. So, episode 200 of Jaded Gamercast. My name is Lang. Christ. With me, as always, is Nathan. And we are drinking Gummy Sharks. We are drinking the Jaded Gamercast tonight.
Yeah, the Jaded Gamer.
We are drinking it all over the place. And this is the pre-mixed shots. If you don't know what our trays look like, you can look on the Facebook page and you'll see pictures of what this table is set up for.
Just hold them up.
Oh, just hold one up?
No, hold the tray.
No, fuck that. I'll just do this. You can hold the tray up. He's going to spill his tray on purpose, I guarantee it.
Oh my god.
I was going to spill anything, it was going to be the bottle of fucking peach poison.
I can't even guarantee you swallowed that.
Oh, I did. Trust
me. You typically don't. All right, so with us,
well then,
with us tonight.
I thought you said that was between us. I mean, God,
there's no secrets.
There is no trust here anymore.
We'll eventually get here, guys. So with us tonight is Terry, Ward, and Maddie, frequent guest hosts. Maddie was here for episode 100.
Ward
was here for episode 100. Maddie,
we
was
put
here
him in a closet.
Lots. Well. A cupboard, mostly. So,
a shelf.
How do we get this party started? What do we have planned? We will get at that for you guys here in just a little bit. But before we start, we're going to do the weekly Lister poll. The question that we asked you guys was, do you think that episode 200 will be as much of a train wreck as episode 100?
Train wreck.
I'm slightly stuffed up from a cold, so go fuck yourself. We're not going to start that just yet.
I thought you were intoxicated already.
No,
He's hopped up on cold meds.
I had 3 Jaded Gamers and I was done.
And I was just... Your teeth are blue. It's fantastic. So, the weekly listener poll, before we were interrupted again.
Sorry.
Do you think that... No, put it back, you fucking bitch. Do you think that episode 200 will be as much of a train wreck as episode 100? 57% of people said no. We had one comment. Ian said, it damn well better be. Now, we all agree that episode 100 was by far the worst episode of Jaded Gamercast ever done.
Yeah, in the 4 years
Maybe
that we've been doing
online podcasting.
Yes.
In online podcasting ever.
Yes.
However, episode 200, honestly, I don't know.
I was going to say, you cannot make a promise this early into the podcast about the level of train wreck. Because remember, episode 100...
It will not be 3 hours. I will tell you that much right now.
Started brilliantly. It was really good. We started to get drunk, and then we just started apologizing, and Ward threw up, we apologized some more, and it just got worse and worse and worse.
True Canadian fashion, you apologize for everything.
We do apologize for everything, yes, that's exactly what happened. So, episode 100, 2 years ago, right? We're at episode 200 now. We started it, as you said, November 2nd, 2010.
Yes.
It's a long-ass fucking time ago. A lot of drinking ago. Well, hopefully our alcohol tolerance has stepped up as well since episode 100.
Because again, remember when we were batting this around in like September, October, before we actually did it, we're just like, we'll make like 4 episodes. Like, there's not enough
to
talk about.
We'll get
4 or 5 episodes. If we make 7, like that's a good run. That is a good run if we get 7 episodes.
We've said that every single anniversary, right? Every year, every 100 or something like that. We basically have said the same thing. Here's how we started. So, I mean, I don't want to go into that. I don't want to talk about all the same stuff we've talked about in the past.
I need to get the taste
obviously
of that shit.
Obviously, you're addicts now. You're never stopping.
You're just going to crank it? All right, I got to crank one, too, because I got to stay even.
Oh, Jesus. I just needed not McGillicuddy's in my mouth.
So much better, but wow.
You're welcome.
Later on, you'll have McGillicuddy's.
Oh. will it be a tipsy McGillicuddy in it?
I'm not saying.
This is what happens in a typical recording now that you've got videos. It's me going... and then, like, conversation happening in the background. So, let's get into the goods, right? The goods being the Kickstarter that Jaded Gamercast will be putting up within the next couple of weeks. It's called the Jaded Gamercast Adepticon Double Date. Nathan, tell us about it.
Basically, what we're doing is it is a Kickstarter in the hopes that with both Lang and I can attend Adepticon. Create a bunch of wicked awesome content, collabs with other vloggers, podcasts, interviews, interviews with Black Library authors, all sorts of fun stuff like that. But there is a catch. This isn't just us saying, you know, hey, please
give us your money.
This is actually the first, and I won't say only, but this is the first time that Jada Gamercast branded merch is going to be available.
That's right. The merch we've been teasing you with for the last 2 years will actually be available. That's going to be glassware, t-shirts, stickers, postcards, as well as the full Jada Gamercast experience, details of which you will be able to find on the Kickstarter when we actually get that thing going. So everything is pretty much done. We're basically waiting for approval, so you guys should be seeing it within the next couple of weeks. What are you guys pointing at?
Nothing.
You're pointing at things.
Yeah,
it's very distracting.
They are pointing at things with like crazy
my
faces.
My awesome shirt.
Where, oh, see, I was just like, what, did the recording stop? Like, what are you doing?
Panic. It was pure panic.
I know, because we're getting like pointing at like the, like oh, man. I like, what kind of, what is this?
I need
this?
To settle my nerves.
I'm a stretch goal.
Maddie's a stretch goal.
I've always felt that Maddie is a stretch goal. He's also just a stretch as a friend in general. All right,
Zing.
So one of the things you guys will know and love about Jada Gamercast,
so sweet.
They're really sweet. What you will know and love about Jada Gamercast is that we have been doing this for 4 years, and the one thing that we are the most proud of after 4 years is that we have not asked for a dime. This is 100% free.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every week or virtually every week for you guys. We've stuck to the schedule. You guys know we're consistent. Well,
we consistently release episode. I'm not going to make any claims that the quality is consistent.
Right. Production is there, but we're the Kellogg's of you might find a razor blade in your cereal, which is purely okay if you ask me.
In China.
Right?
I mean, that's just memories. That scar, those scars are just memories, man. You never forget the taste of blood. Okay, so is something we are looking forward to, being able to provide you guys with the opportunity to buy some merchandise. It will be shirts, it will be glassware, it will be the full Jada Gamercast experience, including Let's Plays, guest hosting, all that kind of good stuff. And the whole purpose of the entire Kickstarter is so that we can continue to provide high quality, to provide content that you guys know and love. Being able to go to AdeptCon together, being able to do more interviews, being able to host a big kick-ass party.
Yes,
that's right.
That is one of the other
where a options. Lot of these will be out and available.
Yes,
that is right.
Absolutely. Listen, when you like, what other gaming podcast can claim to have literally invented a shot?
Honestly, I don't know, and I know that you do not listen to gaming podcasts, so you wouldn't know either.
It's
don't
true.
Throw that on me because when the drinking game shows up, we'll know what you know and what I know. Okay?
That's true.
That's right.
But. My point being, how many other podcasts drink throughout start to finish and can't remember the ends of some of their episodes? Like, I know, like, there are times when Terry's like, oh, what'd you talk about? I'm like, well, we talked about this, and then we got onto This Week in Hobby.
What
and
was
then,
the week
then
the listener poll question? Did we remember? Did we forget?
I don't remember.
A lot of that happens on a regular basis. But yeah, so for this episode, it's really just going to be a full-on celebration. We're going to be doing drinking games. We're going to be... doing some questions. We're going to be talking just about random ass shit. But it's just going to be the stuff that you guys know and you guys love. So, I'm already burping from this stuff. It's coming right up. Like, that's all that's happening right there.
Well, I was going to say, at least for me, it's the smell of the peach schnapps and that hard artificial peach. For you, it's the color blue. So this is
it's
a little
poison. I guarantee you that is poison. Like, that is the problem with drinking that much of that artificial blue food coloring.
Well, it says it's natural flavor and color. I mean, there's a comma between them, so they're two separate things, but I like how they tried to make it sound like it's natural.
Yeah, that's pretty much the problem with that right there. Okay,
color.
So, we got some fun stuff planned.
All right.
Was there anything you wanted to... Any last-minute prayers you wanted to take before we get into the drinking game?
Are we all going to have a prayer right now?
Alright, everybody, our Father who art in Valhalla. I'm not clever enough to make like a Lord's Prayer just out of like geeky gamer stuff.
I was gonna say, maybe.
That was the high point. That
maybe five or six more shots
one.
In.
I got one. For our Emperor, under the Imperium.
Alright, Matt, you're not here, okay?
You're
just, let's get,
you're
let's
out.
Get back.
Hey,
it failed. It
fuck,
failed.
Fuck
it failed.
You
failed. So, what we have for you here is we're gonna play a drinking game. It is gonna be a nerdy drinking game, and it is going to start with...
And it's
going to
involve whiteboards.
It is going to involve whiteboards. That is correct, because that is how we are going to write our answers down for you guys.
Are we keeping score?
The score is basically the line of shot glasses, because whoever has more has lost.
Okay.
At this point, we are both
in
every shot glasses,
measurable
every single
way.
Measure. Because if you fail to answer the trivia question correctly, or you fail to do the dating game correctly, or you fail the nerd, the beat the geeks test.
Yes.
Then all of those things are going to come back and they're going to shit on us. It's going to be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, like, basically, if you get off to a rocky start, you're fucked.
That's right.
If you have to take, like, 5-6 shots at the beginning while the other person doesn't, you are never getting out of that hole.
That is the goal. That is the goal that we are going for today. But yeah, honestly, before we start this, I want to just put out one more big thank you to everyone who listens to the show, everybody who enjoys it, everybody who takes part in the Jada Gamercast Facebook page, everybody who takes part in the weekly listener polls, everybody who is constantly giving us shit and or agreeing with us and or putting up with us telling them to shut the fuck up. Those types of things we love, and we love the fact that you guys have stuck with us for this long, so our plans are to keep going. That's not changing anytime soon.
We are starting this off.
It's a flat-chested... Oh, my God, really? As the flat-chestedest, oblong-titty... Yo, Hitler Mama got one big titty, one little titty. And we promise Nathan won't drop any N-bombs. Well, I can't necessarily promise that.
Well, now that you've said it, now I've got to, like, try to.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get into the drinking game right away. You guys have seen the trays of shots we have in front of us. We're going to start this party off right. Mm. And it's going to start with Terry. Terry is going to start us off with the dating game style. For all of you youngins who don't know what the dating game is, the rules are as such. Basically, Terry will ask us a question, and we have to answer it according to what we feel our significant other, being Nathan and I. That's right. I'm the sloppy top. Between what
He's
Nathan
the big
and I,
spoon.
That's exactly what it comes down to. What we think the other person would answer in these situations. So we will let Terry ask a couple of these questions. If Ward and Matt have questions that they would like to add to the dating game style, we will come back to them. But otherwise, they have standard trivia questions as well that we will be working up to. You guys can just raise your hand instead of shouting shit out like a fucking asshole.
What? What? Fuck you.
Yeah! There's just too many whats.
Shots.
Oh, shots! Do we have the full number? Shots!
Everybody,
we do have for the first. Okay, we have the first chorus, but together we actually probably have a full refrain.
Yeah, it's 16
essentially. I think we can do. We can absolutely do a full refrain.
You can do this whole song.
Terry, what is the first question?
The first question, gentlemen. So you will portion out your board. Half will be for you, and it will be marked clearly. The other half will be for your significant other. The first question is, who do you think is your significant other's favorite, most bangable alien?
Oh my God, favorite, most bangable alien.
Most bangable alien. Ooh.
Bangable alien. Okay, so.
Shit. And guess.
I believe that.
I know Nathan's right
really?
Now.
I think I absolutely know.
I know Nathan's.
Nathan's right here, so. Alright, I got it.
I don't even know mine at this point.
Okay, wait, so am I writing this under his or mine?
Both. So you're gonna pick yours and you're gonna mark it so we know it's yours.
Got it.
You're going to also write in
most bangable alien.
Apparently we worked on this.
Okay. Right, apparently.
We're prepared.
Most bangable alien.
Got it.
I have not had enough.
And then I absolutely have yours. I have yours right now.
I know what Nathan is. He's told me.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem is do I answer it truthfully? So
what's the timeline here?
Hide your fucking board. I haven't written anything.
I'm just saying.
I'm putting it on 30 seconds, guys.
Fuck you.
This is actually a YouTube thing with top 5 bangs.
Why would you Google this?
All right, fine. I will answer truthfully.
I'm not going to look at your board, even though you're absolutely writing it in a way that I could just see what you're writing.
Right?
You're such an infant.
It's obnoxious.
Top 5.
Do we make the top 5?
I don't know.
Oh, I've seen the top 5 bangable aliens, and I disagree with what they put up there.
Of course, Lang knows.
I gave the answer that I know that Lang put for me so as not to troll him, and I'm 100% wrong.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, reveal, gentlemen. So, Nathan.
Ezri Dax? I want John Cena Dax!
We are all wrong!
What did you put? The R to Sony.
I don't know.
No, she wasn't even my love interest in that one. That was Miranda.
Oh, that's right. I said Dax, too. I was like,
yeah, but Miranda's not an alien. That's why I was like, shit.
Do I get a half a point?
You do not.
Judges, do I get that? No. They're technically the same person.
Different bodies, though.
All right, technically that is.
You would not put Curzon either, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't speak for me, okay? Curzon had game. Curzon had game.
Shots!
Drink.
Mm.
And losers you are.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, my teeth are going to be blue.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Are we keeping it up or are we erasing it?
Erase it. We're going to do another one.
I already hate the taste of that.
We're gonna fire it off. I want you to give us at least three before we let the second string
Absolutely.
Come up. All right.
Where's that string?
Woo! Starburst for life.
JB!
You hear that? Those are Edmonton Oilers.
Really,
starting
Esri
asked them.
Esri?
Yeah.
She was all quiet. Okay, I get it.
All right. All right.
She was smaller. I mean, clear.
I understand. It only took a second.
I don't have a type.
Come on! This is dead air.
Okay, shut up. Just shut up. All right. Mm-hmm. Who is your significant other's favorite Star Wars character to eat? They had to pick one to eat.
Okay, so I'm going to choose who I feel would be the most delicious.
Mm-hmm. Pick your delicious and pick the one you would think Nathan would think would be the most delicious.
Like, actually eat or like...
Like, physically, yeah. Like Hannibal style.
Hannibal style.
Okay. All
right, so...
I was like, are they talking about eating them out? What would they need?
We're back to bangable alien already?
Already done.
So oh my god, I'm here. Totally... I'm drawing a total blank here. So I know it's not... Chewy, because that just has all the wrong connotations.
Well, I'm sure you could stew him well. I mean, let's be honest. You know, you get the pressure cooker out.
Chewy stew. I play baseball.
There's a lot of prep time, though, with Chewy.
Right, there would be a lot of prep time with Chewy.
Here's what it is.
You know, it's funny, because like the first one, I was like, Alright,
here we go. So there's mine. And then, what's my time limit here? I think I'm going to have to go with, oh god, no, it's not going to be anyone in the prequels. Okay, so.
Wait, there were prequels?
Literally no one in the prequels.
I mean, I'm really excited for the fourth Star Wars movie coming out.
Yeah.
Got it. I honestly feel very strong about this. I feel like I hit this on the nose.
Are you ready?
3, 2, 1.
Reveal.
Ewoks? Ewoks are not a character!
Yeah, but I will eat an Ewok. I can put Wicket.
We both said Akbar for each other.
What? I thought you liked fish.
I said Jabba, because Jabba, he's marbled. You know, there's probably not much meat on there.
That's why I went with the
you
Ewoks.
You said character.
Listen, Wicket.
You said character.
Any Ewok.
Oh, all of a sudden.
Any Ewok.
Warwick Davis's name is on the fucking slate.
You know what's funny? I'm 2 for 2 for you.
Judges, judges.
I was gonna.
Judges.
Both drinking, guys.
Motherfucker.
Well, because like the thing with the Ewok is, you know that is gonna be nice and succulent.
What question, Nathan? Why did you have to specify Wicket?
Because it was character. It was supposed to be.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you need a character. I'm like, fine.
Okay, all right. I gotta lean one for this.
All right. Well, we're gonna. She gets one more, and then it goes to the JV. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on. Erasing.
Erasing.
We each put Akbar for each other.
I'm going to put a 1 minute.
You noticed yet what I put for your side?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to have a 1 minute timer. I'm going to show
it. All right, 1 minute timer. That's a winner. That's a winner.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Fast and Furious character across the entire series.
Okay.
Who is the most believable? Go.
Believable?
No.
Who is the most believable?
Who's the most believable?
Jesus
Christ. 45 seconds, guys.
Oh, God.
You guys are screwed.
There's none of them are.
I'm going blank on this. I can't even think of it.
Oh, shit.
All right, got it. I think I got it.
I got nothing. I am like 100% blank.
You got it? You ready?
No, I'm blank. I'm blank at this point.
You're gonna drink twice if you.
You can't even remember any of the characters' names. Can you?
I can't. I can remember Toretto's name.
Toretto.
And you know Toretto. I didn't put Toretto.
Just put Toretto twice.
That's what's gonna happen because it's the only character name.
Five,
I mean, I can name
four,
actors. Yo, you
three,
two fucker.
Two,
you told me what to put.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Mia is correct. That's what I went with. Mia is totally the most legal because she's the most normal.
I got one!
Fucker.
I'm in it. You need to watch what you say out loud, son.
I'm with you on Mia Toretto. She was the first
she's
one.
She's the only believable character
well,
in the entire show.
Ridiculous. And she has a sweet car. And, like, the accurate.
So, what is this? I drink and he doesn't?
That's
yes,
correct.
That's correct.
All right.
I'm up 1 point. Get that in you, baby. Get that in. Get that medicine in you. Get that medicine in you. All right.
All right.
Hey,
Wardle. Did we remember insulin? Because holy shit.
So do we want to do a marry, kill, fuck?
No, not yet.
No, no, no. We're not there yet.
We're still on.
That's on the last level. That's okay. That's level. That is.
That's the boss.
Boss fight. Boss fight.
Okay, all right. So this one's just gonna be straight across.
You have to be loud.
Straight across question. In what year was Captain Jean-Luc Picard born?
Start.
Holy shit. How am I even... Are we going to say, like, who gets closest?
Okay, hold on.
Closest.
Wait.
Closest
wait,
wins without going
wait.
Over.
Closest
wins...
Oh,
wait.
So this is...
this
I'm
is
putting one. Win. I'm putting one.
$1.
No, hold on. Stop the timer. Matt, do you actually have a newlywed question to ask?
I have newlywed.
Then ask you're the newlywed question.
Oh, that's the round we're on. All
right.
We are not in flat
fuck.
Trivia questions. Oh, that gives us time to think about that. That's
good.
Very important.
Good call.
Good strategy.
It's an interesting strategy, Cotton.
I have two. Newlywed questions.
All right, first one.
Give it.
Favorite Star Trek time travel movie? Which is pretty much all of them, to be fair.
Time
Star
travel
Trek time
movie
travel movie? Or episode?
Movie.
Okay.
Go. 1 minute.
Oh, they're going to totally knock this one out of the park. This is easy.
I'm throwing some easy ones. So.
Yeah, that's a
one of them.
This is very easy, yeah.
Yeah.
See, look how intent they are.
You know when they're confident, they're like, oh, I got this one.
Oh, yeah,
I got this one.
How did you blink on fast?
This is absolutely easy.
3, 2, 1,
first contact.
Bitch!
Do you... Okay, this is bullshit because he's cheating. Do you honestly think The Voyage Home was better than First Contact?
In every measurable way, it is better than First Contact.
How many times have we all agreed that First Contact is the best Star Trek movie ever made?
You and she do.
Every one of us did!
All I'm saying is...
I knew he liked Voyage Home more.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think he's cheating, but I'm going to do this because I'm good like that.
I don't even know what to say about that. That's fucking horrendous. Voyage Home was worse.
That's bullshit.
It was horrible.
Bullshit.
Nuclear wessels, Maddie. That's what you have to say about
it. It's so bad. It's such a campy movie.
Of course it's campy.
It's awful. You're a cheater. I know exactly what's happening here.
No, because I actually went
We've
with
all
Ezri
agreed.
Dax, and just because you fucked it
We've
up,
all agreed.
Wrong, which symbiote host?
Oh, yeah, how dare I?
Because I was like, I could just put
Matt,
someone else.
Newlywed question?
No, I'm in the trivia.
Ward, next one.
Ward's got next one.
I got one more. This is kind of a relatively easy one.
Fuck you. Dude.
What color of lightsaber would you choose for yourself?
Got it.
All right. Here we go.
I can't wait for Nathan to fuck this one up again.
He might be trying to win. That's the difference, right?
I'm not thinking that far ahead.
I mean, I know him.
I think I got it. You got it?
Legitimately, he liked Voyage Home more.
3, 2, 1.
Flip.
Oh!
We're all wrong across the board.
How did you think I wanted blue?
I don't know.
Blue is your
I knew it wasn't going to be green.
Yellow is a sentinel. That was what you always... he's a cheater.
I was going to say, if you've actually know every
purple.
Single one of my Jedi on Old Republic has ran a purple
Mase Windu on that shit, dude.
Mase, really?
That's actually how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Sick of these motherfucking mace on these motherfucking planes?
It's straight Mase, I'm telling you right now.
No, George Lucas always said it was Mace. Because Mace Windu was actually in the first...
But Yoda says Mase.
No, but George Lucas has always said it's supposed to be
So
Mace.
We're
but
saying
Lucas
the guy with the speech impediment
the
is the one determining art.
He's writing a new
who? He's the only one who actually says his name out loud.
Who's smarter, though? George Lucas or Yoda?
Does a blaster bolt carry kinetic energy?
George franchise aside Lucas? Really?
All right, we're going to do one more dating game.
All right.
Terry.
It is going to be the character in Star Wars you most want to see naked.
Naked? Whoa. Like out of sheer curiosity or sexual
whatever
appeal?
Whatever your reasoning for that decision.
How the
fuck? Well, this is an automatic drink.
This, right?
So random.
Who
would I want to see naked? Which character in the movies specifically?
All the Star Wars universe.
No, are you kidding me? We're opening this up to the Star Wars
universe.
Jesus.
Guys.
Okay.
The EU.
Here we go. I'm gonna say this for Nathan.
Here we go, 30 seconds.
And for me, it's going to have to be... Alright, I think I got it.
Alright. Ready? And flip.
Sheer curiosity.
Whoa!
Mara Jade. No, she's just a redheaded bitch. I see that shit all the time.
Yes, but does, does it match?
What do I need a redhead?
Like
sure,
we
curiosity.
All know what Chewie looks
no,
like.
No, does he have like six tits?
Like, do you want to shave him? Is that kind of it?
Lando, once you go black, wow. You know, I thought we were going to avoid the racial stereotypes and slurs, but apparently not. All right, so that's it for the day's game.
It's just a saying.
We end up straight up tied. This is not going well.
There's still FML, which all right. Is, you gotta guess.
Oh my god, these fucking trivia questions, dude.
Oh god.
They need to be answerable. That's the only all criteria
right, so
I have
I'm
right
thinking
now.
That my...
Good
my,
luck.
My body can no longer produce insulin. Like, I'm starting to get
so
sweat from the... I'm sweet.
It's so sweet. You just erase everything. We're not doing the side-by-side. We're just doing straight answers now. All right.
Yo.
Matt, hit us.
Okay, so we got, I actually have six now. My girlfriend actually texted me.
Okay, hold
Harry Potter.
Oh, that's so great.
One, two,
wait, Harry Potter,
I love it.
Three,
yeah.
Four, five, six.
What?
Okay,
what
do you mean, one, two, three, five? We have six topics, three questions each.
What six topics do you...
What?
He's like, I have six questions. No, I have 18, because math is hard.
Just put one out, man.
Okay,
throw
so
one out.
Do you want to start with Fast and Furious Cars?
Or
Fast and Furious Cars.
Up.
Just start from
so
the top.
Done. I'm so fucked up.
Randomly pick one from the top.
In Fast and Furious 1, what wrecked car does Brian, Paul Walker's character, give the Dom the pan back for his 10-second car he owes him?
Got it. I love it. Which red car does
one?
He get
I know it's
back.
Red. I
mean, no, it's not red. It's orange.
It's
well,
orange.
Yeah, it is
orange. What do you got? Three,
RX-7.
Two, one. No, it is a Supra.
It's a Supra. RX-7 is Dominic Toretto's car.
It's a
Toyota
Supra, my friend. It is a Toyota Supra.
Okay, here we go. Good stuff. So, Lang.
Let's just keep doing Fast and Furious Cars question. Fast and Furious Car question.
So, in Tokyo Drift...
You're just trying to fuck me up right now.
This is amazing.
So, in Tokyo Drift, what car does Han give Sean after he officially joins his crew to drift in?
Oh,
this is bullshit.
Shit.
I'm
it
like,
is
I'm
a...
Even...
God, I don't even know if I know this one. I'm going to say...
Toyota Camry.
No, it's not that. It is a...
Five, four, three...
Boop!
Camaro RX-7. it was a Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution, and this was the bonus.
Oh.
This was the bonus point question for what generation would it have been? It was a Gen 8.
It was a Gen 8.
Okay, so last one for
was it
Furious
was it
cars.
A Gen?
We,
are
you drinking?
Fuck you!
Stop not drinking.
Drink.
This is the lightning fire. This is the lightning round. This is
did you do the last one? Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They can see you. They know if you're cheating.
Oh Jesus!
In
I
Fast
hate
Six.
This stuff already.
In Fast Six,
Fast
what ultra rare car is bought for Dom at the British Car Show?
Haven't seen it.
It is a.
Hold on, got it.
Oh, I know you're... Hold on, got it.
I believe I know exactly what it is. 3, 2, 1.
Is it the RX-7?
Superbird's wrong.
Who was driving the Superbird?
No, it's not a Superbird. It's a 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona edition.
Oh, God damn it. It's still a Superbird.
Superbird was the 1970s
what,
version
like
of that Freebird? Car done on Plymouth.
No, just...
Shut
it was,
up.
No, it's not. It's
drink,
different.
Bitch.
It was an aero car, but it was the Plymouth Superbird is 1970s version of that car, but it was done on a different
See,
brand.
Here's the problem
You're
with
wrong.
Me and me. I enjoy the Fast and the Furious movies, but I don't give a fuck about them. Like, they are literally I watch them and
this
I have forgotten everything by
the
end.
This was the fun
end.
Topic.
All right, I came out one ahead. That's all that matters right now.
Now we're gonna, such bullshit. You want Warhammer 40k, anime, Star Wars, or Star Trek next?
Pick one.
Pick anything. It doesn't matter.
Okay, we're going to do Warhammer 40k.
40k!
This is easy. Okay, so question one.
This is so fast now. I feel like we're just going to get so fucking destroyed.
Okay, no, but we'll take a little more time for this, because this is actually...
Oh my god, let's do this.
When the Emperor
is this an essay question?
No.
Multiple choice.
No, there's multiple answer, though.
Okay.
Go.
When the Emperor arrives at Nostromo to meet the Night Haunter, he's accompanied by four Primarchs. Who are they?
I haven't got that far in the books.
No, this isn't in the books. This is part of the Night Haunter's basic.
Did you not
stuff.
Watch my Night Haunter video?
Well, I would only got two.
I've only got these two right now. Oh, they're right. I'm right, right?
That's
Oh god.
Shit, who are the other
come
two?
On, guys.
Who are the other two?
Oh my god.
Okay, hold on. 20th. So those are the last three. We know that he was first and would have already been.
Oh, off. you saw that list? The definitive list of when they were found?
No, I just have read everything from the Horus Heresy so
Black
far.
Black Library actually came up with a list of when the Primarchs were found.
Oh, and they totally retconned it because they said that Horus was first when we all know that Lionel Johnson was first. But I guess whatever, Horus is now first amongst equals because it's a better
narrative.
Put
your lists down. Are you guys done?
Are we doing who has more?
No, it's...
I would say whoever has more wins and doesn't have to do the shots.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do the shots. But you, but you don't get a point for the...
Time's up as far as
I'm fine. 3-2-1.
I have these two.
Lionel Johnson's wrong. Dorne's correct. Gulliman's wrong. Fulgrim's correct. So you guys are tied.
Fuck!
Okay, so...
Took more steps out of it.
It doesn't matter.
Next question should be double or not.
A blank is a blank.
Rogal, Dorne, and Fulgrim were correct. The other two were Logar and Ferris Manus.
Ferris Manus.
You know, Ferris for iron and Manus for hand. Listen, they went all out on those names. All
right, so next one. When the Babadon War broke out, what Space Marine chapters betrayed the Imperium? There are four of these. Please name at least three.
Fuck you, at least three.
I know what this is.
No, it's the only one I'm going to know.
There's two easy ones.
When what happened?
The Badab War.
In the Badab War... Legions betrayed.
Which chapters?
Fucking hints, bitch.
Okay, I know.
If he doesn't even know,
he doesn't even know what chapters.
Yeah, but if he doesn't even know what era it is, like way to just get take the answer from 18 possibilities, I guess.
And I think I know.
We need to cut this up with some.
No, but they're the same thing.
You're
right.
So, okay.
I don't remember.
Time,
okay.
Alright.
Get
Rainbow Warriors. Take a drink, bitch!
Buying drinks. That was the bonus point question again for who would be the fourth one. The four chapters were Astral Claws, Lamenters, Mantis Warriors,
and I knew it was Astral something. Lamenters? I didn't realize they actually went chaos.
They turned for a little bit and then they were prevented. Okay. This is the softball.
Oh, it's like she turned me into a newt, but I got better.
Okay, so this is the softball.
Like having a dildo
question.
In your ass. You only gave for a while.
What are the Lost Legion's numbers?
Are you shitting me? I've got a question like that.
I know, I've got one of them. I can. Hold on.
She only needed about 30 seconds for this.
I was doing
the Lost Legion's numbers.
I don't know. I'm gonna strike out. I'm gonna go hard on this, and I'm going to try this, and see if this is right.
Are you ready? There's two of them, Lang.
I just wrote a Roman numeral in the hopes that I would get a class.
2 and 11 is correct.
You actually did Roman numerals too. Well played,
Lang. Can you name the seventh legion?
Rainbow Warriors.
Marines.
No, Ultramarines is 13.
Oh no, because
Ultramarines
is 13. Hold on, give me a second. Seven would have been Death Guard.
What?
Death Guard?
No,
Death Guard.
Okay,
Death Guard is 14.
Iron Warriors.
Nope. Iron Warriors are 4.
Okay, so you should have to drink for each one you missed.
No, seven is the.
Ooh, I know so much.
All right.
Whatever.
All right.
So that's done with Warhammer 40k.
All right, Matt, take a powder. Ward.
I'm gonna mix it up. I just have to fucking.
Yeah, mix it up, dude. Mix it up. I like it mixed.
Have you guys decided what year Jean-Luc Picard was born?
Close. closest. You're doing closest.
Closest. Is it still closest without going
closest
over?
Closest without going over.
I'm just going to go ahead and just double check this to that.
Okay. All right, we good? We good?
Here you go. 22:53. 23:14.
You guys are both over. Both,
23:05. Shit! I missed
it! I'm not over! I went down specifically so that I wouldn't go over! Boom!
Sorry, I thought it was 23.
Engage!
23:05 is the correct answer.
I was off by 9 years, he's off by 100 years, and he
won. It doesn't matter!
Bullshit!
You should have been a dollar!
But then you would have still won.
He would have still won.
In Back to the Future...
Oh, shit.
What is Doc Brown's first name?
Got it.
I hope spelling isn't right because I don't know how to spell this.
Three, two, one. Emmett Brown.
Good Emmett. Point. Yeah. Spelling doesn't matter.
Woo! I was going to say, I don't think mine's right. I know Lang's isn't. So, you know.
I can't believe we both got the Back to the Future question, right?
Some Ghostbusters now.
Yes! Do it!
Shit. I watched Ghostbusters.
Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria!
What spirit guide was referenced in the Ghostbusters?
Oh, I got it.
Spirit guide?
They refer to as blank Beep. Spirit guide.
Got it. They checked it they specifically checked it. For references to that particular Carpathian god.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
Because he's not Babylonian, he's Carpathian.
Well, everyone knows the difference.
Three, two, one, Tobin spirit guide.
Tobin is correct.
Boom! Can't stop, won't stop.
GGG unit. Mark that one down.
All right, Lord, come on. You just keep bringing me the luck.
I'm going to do one more, and then we'll jump back to Matt.
This is such bullshit.
Can you name me the...
I swear to God, I'm going to have a like, diabetes coma tonight.
Can you name me the Primarch of the 19th Legion?
Easy.
Thanks for coming out.
I know this one.
The 19th...
Hi! Thanks for the free point!
See, this is where I absolutely fall off, and I'm just striking out in the dark here. Three, two... One.
Seems like a good name.
It's too long already.
It's already writing too much.
How much time do I have?
You're out of time, bitch!
I'm not out of time. I'm not out of time
five,
yet.
Five, four, three, two.
Dorn! Korax, bitch!
Yeah, Korax is correct.
Raven Guard.
Goddamn Raven Guard.
Dorn was the 7th Legion, which is. Oh.
Yeah, but who cares a fuck about the Imperial Fists, I guess, is the more common question.
All right, so we'll do my Star Wars ones.
Squirrel. One. All right, Star Wars.
We'll do the Star Wars and Star Trek
Hell yeah, ones. I got you. I got
okay.
you.
Oh, well, these Star Wars ones are pretty
That's
good.
Okay, I know the fucking
okay.
obscurest of the obscure.
In the extended universe, what is the name of Darth Bane's apprentice that helps him create the Rule of Two?
Darth
Bane's apprentice that helps him create the Rule of Two.
That's video games.
No, that's the EU. That's from a book. The Rule of Two.
Darth Bane's apprentice.
Darth Bane's apprentice.
Oh, I think I know this. This is... Ready?
Doesn't matter. I won't put
Talon?
It
Talon? Nope.
Shit! We both take a drink.
Darth Zahara.
How many more questions is Matt going to be allowed to ask?
If it's...
I've so far hit one of Matt's nine questions.
He's hit one, too. You guys are even. Okay, so...
All right, we might just vote him down.
Diabetes.
Where is the Imperial One class Star Destroyer built?
The Imperial One class Star Destroyer built.
The one you see in the movies. Where is it built? This is pretty common knowledge.
What planet?
No, where is it? No, where is the shipyard?
The Kuat shipyards.
Correct.
Yeah, not mine.
Correct.
It is not a Kurili. That is not a CEC ship. Anybody knows
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask you the last Star Wars one because you guys will not fucking know this.
Alright, so this won't be for points. I just want to see if I know it.
Okay, so we won't be drinking for this one. This one's fucking tough. In the Star Wars Legacy, who abolishes the Rule of Two? Name him and two of his followers.
Fuck your couch. Get out.
Back
to Ward. That's who it is. It's Back to Ward and his two followers are
Darth
Kyrat down.
Correct.
Darth Kyrat. Got it.
What's his two followers name?
I don't know fucking shit about that.
Talon was one.
I know Talon was one and the other one was the dude with the stone skin.
So,
fuck
okay,
him.
I'll do you guys a Star Trek one for your third drinking one.
Oh.
All right, Star Trek, hit it.
Okay, in Star Trek First Contact, ILM...
The best time travel Star Trek movie.
I mean,
in
you know,
Trek,
by the way.
It's, you know, top three, sure.
Go fuck
it. In Star Trek First Contact... Industrial Light and Magic created 4 new Federation ship classes for the opening scene, Battle for Sector 001.
Get out. No, we're not even answering that. Go fuck yourself. They have to be answer... like, even if I had to guess, I might get one.
No, those are the easy ones.
Go sit down, Matt. You're done. Vote it down.
Pick me.
Vote it down. Ward.
All right. How many IG-88 assassin droids were created?
How many IG-88, specifically IG-88 assassin droids?
Specific.
Cool.
How many were created?
Take a guess.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you're both wrong. The answer is 4.
Shit, I was
Yeah, but see, no. Hold yours up.
Closest without going over.
No, a dollar wins. No. Correct. Bitch. Fuck you.
Vetoed, as far as I'm concerned.
I am already going to have diabetes from this, so.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Come on, Nathan. Get in there.
Fuck off.
I have 4 more questions.
Hit it.
Okay.
Come on, bring us the heat.
What type of crystal was used in Luke's green lightsaber? Type of crystal.
Green, idiot.
I'll give you a hint, Nathan. That is not the right answer.
I honestly did once know all the names of the various types of crystals.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
RX-7.
Here we go.
Well played, except the RX-7 was red.
Orange.
Nice. Damn, I should have known that.
The answer was a synthetic crystal.
Okay, guys.
What, like Pamela Anderson?
It was actually synthetic?
Yeah, he couldn't find...
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he didn't go to the planet.
When he built the planet.
All right, so... Let's take a breather. I'm not going to fire...
Let's count this up.
How many shots are you guys down to?
15.
16.
Ha-ha!
All right.
Eat shit.
We're going to do a...
No, let's let him finish up his trip.
Insulin.
Okay.
Can we have some insulin shots?
Are they good questions?
I have three more.
All right.
One for 3 different topics.
All right, I have 1, 2, and 3. We're just going to lightning round this shit.
Lightning round, okay. In what episode of Star Trek was Khan first introduced? The name of the episode, not the number. Name of the episode.
I know that one.
Next question.
When navigating the asteroids in An Empire Strikes Back, what are the odds?
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Oh, actually, hold on.
He's just drawing a picture of...
All right, move on to the next question.
And the last question is from Warhammer. What is the name of the 3rd High Elf Phoenix King? You can either give me his born name or the title that he took. I will accept either answer.
Fuck, I should have known this because I started reading that series.
This is spelled horribly wrong, but I'm going to guess at that. Okay.
The 3rd? Yeah, okay.
Yes, Matt, you would win everything.
All right.
All right, let's reveal, shall we?
So. Here and back again.
No. The correct answer is Space Seed.
Oh my god, guys. Did I get any right?
Mm-hmm. I know I got number 2 right.
Tell me the odds.
I'm gonna give that to Nathan.
No, fuck that!
because Lang is wrong.
3,750 to 1.
No, 3,720 to 1.
Go fuck yourself! That is...
You are over! You are over by more than I was over on Picard, you cheating fuck. Unlike me,
cheating.
Where my answer was correct. Never tell me the odds.
He didn't want to know.
No, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. I
the judges.
There's literally a 1-point difference right now, and you're giving him 3 shots.
Hold on. We have Ward's vote. Maddie.
I vote for Nathan.
Does my answer count?
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
For the simple fact that you guys have been getting killed, and that's good.
Because I wrote a number, and I was just like, no, I have this.
And right. The third one? Incorrect.
What was it?
It's either Imric, as he was born, or he took the mantle of Calidor the First.
Oh, Calidor. I thought it was Assyrian.
No, because like, I could... Assyrian was the second. Like
Belshinnar was the second.
I cannot believe we're tied.
Guys. This
is so unfortunate.
Oh my god, your trays are almost empty.
They are not getting easier.
Okay, let's beat the geeks. Let's beat the geeks.
All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of breather because you will have...
Sorry, I need to get...
2 minutes.
Oh.
This is going to be a two-minute round.
Oh, it's so sweet. I know. Like, I feel like I'm getting the shakes from the sugar.
You're like, I don't even feel drunk. I feel like I need an ambulance.
Oh, man. And that's
guys.
And that's how I feel.
We're going to give you 2 minutes. We're going to banter while this happens.
Oh, yeah, 2 minutes is a break.
It's a break. Basically, the one... Here are the simple rules. You're going to write a list on the topic I speak. And
a list of... Okay, whatever.
It'll be a list of the topics.
Got it.
The one who has the most points... You earn points by having a legal item, a legitimate item.
Get to it.
Okay, fine. Here we go. The topic is... Fictional types of alcohol. List as many as you can in 2 minutes. Go.
Fuck off.
Oh my gosh. Come on. There is so much drinking that happens.
What's the question?
Fictional types of alcohol. There's so many types of alcohol that have been drunk in Star Trek, in Star Wars, I'm presuming.
I don't know. They have a fucking cantina. I don't remember anything from Star Wars.
Yeah, I know.
Battlestar Galactica, Serenity...
I'm slowly starting to draw a blank here. This is what's really problematic about this. 40K,
names
40K
for...
has liquor too. Absolutely. There are plenty of liquor lists up there, man.
Go Babylon 5. You can just say, like, you can just make ones up and be like Babylon 5.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yep. There's some more alcohol there.
Got it.
Oh my
god. Alcohol. All the places. You need to have more than the other one.
Oh, I like, yeah.
But if you have the same answers on your board, they wipe each other out. So it's unique answers, the ones that he does, the opposite is not happening. Come on, guys.
I want to say Jägermeister, just because of the riff tracks.
Let's see.
I'm trying to think more about Star...
come on.
Star Wars. Oh my god, what the fuck was it called? Oh my god, what was the name of the, planet called? What was the name of the planet called? The Pleasure Planet in Star Trek? The Pleasure Planet.
Spacey.
I am not helping you. you need to understand.
Every race in Star Trek has a liquor, guys.
Is that one from Insurrection? You're talking about?
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if the Borg have a liquor.
No, it was from Star Trek Generations.
All right,
I'm looking at one.
Pens down.
Okay.
Right.
You were thinking of Ryza.
Yes, I know. I found
Show
that
your
out. I got it.
Guys, let's see what you got.
All right, so we got Sacra, Amasek, Synthahol. Synthahol technically counts. Krillian Ale, Romulan Ale, Blood Wine, and the Ryza Sunrise.
Oh, I thought you said Ryza.
That was the one where they pour it in and it looks like a sunrise.
Oh,
in the holodeck.
So Amasek's gone, Blood Wine's gone, Romulan Ale's gone.
What do you have? Kanar is on there.
Kanar, well played. And then Butterbeer. Nice.
Yeah,
Harry Potter.
That is solid. And then what did you have?
Fire Whiskey, also from Harry Potter.
Fire Whiskey from Harry Potter. So I had 7. You had 6.
Yeah, and your 3 would wipe, so you have 4.
Boom!
One for Lang.
Get in it.
Oh, that was a good one.
Right.
Take that shot, Nathan. Fuck. Get that shot and get that medicine in you, baby.
You know, if we actually had...
Butterbeer, well played.
Insulin,
well played.
I would be able to... handle
yeah,
this
Synthahol
better.
Is the component of any fake holographic alcohol.
Synthahol can't count because it's not.
Yes, it does count.
Alcohol.
It is alcohol.
It's not alcohol.
It makes you drunk, but there is no side effect.
Doesn't make you.
They are getting hard.
No, not like drunk where like you die drunk.
They are getting
but, like,
much harder.
You do technically, you can get drunk on it. There's
All
just
right.
There's no hangover and it doesn't last as long.
We're gonna do another 2 minute round.
I'm ready.
Da, da, da.
Fictional curse words. Go.
First
2 minutes.
Oh.
Here we go.
Everyone
swears across all the kingdoms. Everyone has their own special swears. Come on. very this should come easy to you of all the people in the world, of all the podcasts.
I can't remember the other.
You can't remember what they said in the hive, can you?
No, I can't.
I'll win on that one alone. I know it.
Oh.
Yeah, you had the two that I thought of right away.
You're right. Well, I mean, those are the obvious.
Again, you gotta go across fandoms, guys. Across fandoms.
Got it.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Got it.
Galactica.
Galactica's easy. Firefly. That's just Mandarin, though. They didn't actually make up curse words. They just actually call people shit sacks in Mandarin.
Toad-licking shit sacks.
Toad-licking shit sacks, I believe, was the technical term.
But if you know the Mandarin word for shit, I'll count
No, it. That's bullshit. That's not fictional. You said fictional! He doesn't know it either, so it doesn't
matter. And... yet she lets him have Synthahol, which is a technicality, he's arguing technicality.
It is an alcohol that exists. It is a synthetic alcohol that exists in a fictional sense.
I was going to say, if it's fictional, it doesn't actually exist
at all. But that's the point, right? Okay.
Oh, man.
I got to get one more. This is killing me.
Come on.
I'm trying to think, because there's a couple 40K ones. I can only think of one.
Right?
Klingons have their own swears.
Oh, yeah. And they both jump on that one. So do Vulcans.
So do Vulcans. Bajorans have their own swears as well.
I don't know.
Vulcans don't have swears.
I was just
since when?
Why do you think that they're...
So do Romulans and stuff.
Do racial slurs count? I'm gonna put it on there just in case it counts.
I thought we weren't using the racial slurs.
I'm going to put it on there in case it counts because I want to win. I don't care.
10 seconds.
Okay.
I would be in the same boat as Nathan. Right.
All right.
Okay, time. I think we got it. Okay.
What do you
so,
got?
So, here it is. Frack, like, Feth, Gak. Gak was the hive one.
Gacking, yeah.
Dren and Frel are both from Farscape.
Oh, Patak, yeah!
Patak is the Klingon. And then Spoonheads was the racial slur for Cardassians that I could think of.
Missed Goran.
Oh, Goram would have actually worked, yeah.
This is Goram Reavers.
All right, we'll take another shot there, loser.
Oh my god, guys.
I got a two-shot lead right now. I'm feeling safe.
I know, because my wife is, like, fucking throwing
it your wife's
way.
Fault. It is your wife's fault.
Listen, it was a tie game before she came up, so literally it is
I really
my want to
draw game. A mustache on you right now. There's just no mustache. It's just I couldn't get through it. Although I could color out the grays.
All right, last one.
Got it.
Fictional euphemisms for coitus. And go!
Are you shitting me?
Wait, do you mean fucking?
Oh, fuck yeah!
So that one's there.
Yeah.
In the schoolyard, that demon could use that euphemism for a hard-on, okay?
I know that one's there.
Ooh, your husband is a mad demon.
Don't put fething, because we know that's not actually means fuck. And, oh my god, these are the two that come to mind that actually...
Come on, guys.
Applied.
Come on, guys.
No, there really is not tons.
Is
on account of how television sensors work,
does it have
there
to be
are not
just
tons.
Used
not
in a fictional setting, or does it have to
give
actually
me,
be a fictional word?
It doesn't have to be a word. It's a euphemism, not a word.
Used in a
universe. Give me the euphemisms used in fictional universes
and use
for sex.
And use them in a sentence.
But the euphemisms themselves do not have to be fictional.
They do not have to be fictional.
Got it.
But they
wait, what? So.
How does this work?
I know, it's just like, she's like, I'm just making shit up to give Lang another point.
The rage.
Oh my god, I can't figure anything out. No, it's easier for you. Don't worry about it. You can just make shit up and we'll count it.
Did you guys get into a fight this week?
We must have. At least we will tomorrow when she has to walk home.
Alright, we're just putting it out right now. So, Frel and Frack do still count as fucking. And then snogging was used in Harry Potter. That's all I can come up with.
Feth does count, because remember when Gaunt was getting all crazy from the Eldar in Book 2, he's talking about how he just wanted to Feth that Inquisitor.
No. What ended up happening is that was the Inquisitor. That was the Inquisitor playing with his mind. No, listen.
It was the
that
Eldar.
Was the Inquisitor or
okay,
the Eldar play?
The
I'm explaining
fine.
It.
Fine. Listen, even if we get rid of that, we both have Frack.
Clamshack.
Comshock. With a Grusalog.
Oh.
Well played.
Oh.
All right, I concede.
Boom.
Comes back.
All right.
I think Com Shock just kind of made my day.
I don't want to lose my virginity.
All right, for the people who are still wondering about whether or not Feth actually means fucking, that was a trick. They were using what's in his head, and that was what alerted him to the fact that it was a psychic ploy, because he was like, wait a second, Feth refers to, like, the wood god from the Tanith homeworld, and that's what set off the whole thing. They thought it meant fuck.
Mm.
Okay.
It was still guaranteed.
All right, I'm up one.
I'm up one.
All right, here we go.
I'm up one right now, so I'm happy.
In any universe...
How many do you have left? You have 8 left? There's more on my tray! This is bullshit!
That means
how did you not count the same amount?
Look,
take one.
I mean,
look,
no, take Terry, one. Look, it is now Terry 9 to the, 9.
All right, it's 9.
Ta-da. No, you know what it was? Ward drank one of mine. Oh, remember? Ward drank one of mine, and I was one.
Okay, but I'm one up then, so that works. Because I'm one up.
Okay.
I'll do that. So, all right, Ward, here, drink another one of these.
Fuck. Listen, I have the diabetes right now, so...
I got that mad sugar.
All right. Okay.
It's my basement. I'm going to fuck.
In any universe, name me as many alien races as you can.
Go.
All done. Got it. I need a very
long time. That's 2 minutes. That's a good
one. Give us 1 minute, because it'll be who could write faster.
1 minute is... fair for
because
one.
They'll probably have a lot of doubles, right? So it's just
clear up, nice and easy. That was easy, guys. They're just softballing them in for you.
Oh yeah,
fuck Mary Kill is gonna be easy though.
These were softballs.
It's
gonna be super easy.
That's quite the fucking description.
I'll ask him a couple of these ones just out of fun because these two questions are fun. They're good, but I don't think they'll know them.
Probably won't know your answers.
They'll tell you to sit down again, man.
All right, 30 seconds, gentlemen. Oh, my gosh.
But they're episode questions, so they might remember them.
Holy smokes. I'm impressed you guys can still hold a pen. And your writing is somewhat legible. It's pretty amazing, actually. Who's geek? Knowledge reigns supreme. Let's find out.
I was what?
All right.
Wait.
I'm 14.
What did
shit,
they say?
I think you beat me.
Alakuzzi!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
turn it over, guys. Read them out. So the people at home can hear.
Jawa?
Yes.
Klingon. Okay, if you have it, I'll strike it. Jawa?
No.
Klingon?
No.
Romulan?
No.
Cardassian?
No.
Bajoran?
No.
Vulcan?
I didn't do Star. I went Star Wars, not Star Trek.
I said any universe, though.
You did. Vulcan?
I know.
Rhodian.
Yes. Oh, no, I don't have that on there. Oh.
Hutt.
I have that on there.
Dianoga.
No.
Boffin.
No.
Wampa.
No.
Mon Calamari.
Yes. And I have Korn. I don't have Deveronian.
Okay, so that gives me...
Yeah, Aqualish.
11. So if I have one of you... Oh, you... Yeah, I have three of you, so I already...
You beat me out. That's it.
I have 11. Because he had 11 total, and I have 11
and
right.
And you didn't even dip in the mass.
I did not...
No, I was about to. I was going up to 15 to start getting
the problem
the
was, effect. Is I actually got stuck. I was sitting there going like... Shit! And I just sat there and I froze for like a half a second instead of just pulling more races.
Do you want the two Star Trek episode questions?
All right.
Tied up.
Rounded.
We gotta do it.
Okay.
Start the question, guys.
Alright, here we go.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you guys are actually gonna know the episode's title, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. In the TNG episode Cause and Effect, the Enterprise repeatedly dies to the ship USS Bozeman by running into each other from a time loop.
That's right.
At the end of the episode, Picard welcomes her captain Morgan Bateman to the 24th century. Who is the Hollywood actor making a cameo in that episode as Bateman?
And welcome to Matt's Questions.
No, I know this is the problem!
It's actually, like, that's actually one of the best cameos.
I know that one.
Okay.
I know it.
I'm supposed to remember the actor's name.
What's
your time looking like?
We'll give him 20 more seconds.
Okay, we'll give him 20 more seconds. I've got 2 minutes, because last round, but we'll give him 20 more seconds.
I'm not going to remember.
Okay,
go remember
show.
His name.
Who's going to rock the robotic cock?
Data.
Did you put R7 again?
No.
Show. yeah, guess.
It is my default. I don't know.
I believe it was the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris principal.
I would have taken Beast from X-Men.
Oh, it was fucking Kelsey Grammer. God damn it. Yeah.
It was.
Well played. All right, let's get this.
All right. On the rubric.
Fuck.
On rubric 3, Wesley ruins a garden and his punishment is sentenced to death. What is the crazy utopian civilization called?
I remember the episode, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's one of the most ridiculous
they
episodes.
They jog
writing Arc
everywhere.
7 again. I'm not going to say I didn't.
I don't remember.
Then just take the drink, guys. Take the drink. You don't know
if
it.
If you
just
were
drink
as
it.
Deep as we are right now, you would really be upset about the fact that this is bullshit.
You're the one who let this boy write questions for you.
RX 7. All right, Matt.
Yeah, you were like, come up with trivia. You never
give
said
us
come
a
up
hint.
With. You never
give
said
us
come
a
up
fucking
with,
hint.
You never said, hey, Matt, will you get
sounds,
good trivia
the,
questions?
The name of the civilization sounds like an Asian restaurant that you can get at a food court.
P.F. Chang's? I'm gonna say
all this should be hilarious for the simple fact that
I'm gonna say the race in this episode was Banda Express. Three walls? God,
Arc,
Rose.
X and 7.
Right? Rose is right.
Hey, I got one.
RX and 7. Yeah!
Alright, that doesn't count. He's never seen Attack on Titan.
That's why I'm asking you, because I don't know if
the Rose Wall, the pony and the wine?
No. Rose, Mara, and Sheen.
Sheen, I remember now.
No, I don't remember. Alright. You want a Harry Potter one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
let's make it so.
You let your girlfriend shine out.
Who's Harry's godson?
Harry's godson?
Yeah.
I know.
Hold on.
This is after the movies, right?
This is a book question, guys.
No, it's not. Or is the question who is godson to Harry?
Who is Harry's godson?
Or godfather?
Godson.
Yeah, godfather is easy.
Well, godfather is very easy. But I don't know who the fuck the godson is.
I
think I have an idea.
Oh, no. Okay.
Godson. Oh, but it's the... Can I get the last name?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I will get this. If I get the last name.
I will get
seconds.
This.
No, don't count just randomly. Started at like 2 minutes now is what I would really need to have this work. Oh my god, I know his name.
It is kind of a book question. I'm just trying to remember because I could name.
Well, these are a little closer than what I was asking.
What?
These are a little closer than what I was.
Well, because I'm just accessible. Like I could give you all of Harry's kids' names. Yeah, that's easy. All
right,
go.
It is Ron
Lupin.
Yes, Teddy Lupin.
I knew that's what it
Teddy
was.
Lupin.
I knew that's what it was. I was like, I know it's Thompson Lupin's kid.
Do you want?
I don't know what his fucking name is, but I know it's Lupin.
Do you want another Harry Potter?
Teddy Lupin. Yeah, give me Harry Potter.
What?
GG. No. We gotta wrap this shit up.
No, give
one
me
more.
One
more.
You're way behind.
What fuck animal you. Can you see only after you've seen death?
Oh well, come on, dude.
Nathan's too drunk to
I believe
do
I know what
I
this is. I'm just having to remember the name.
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Got it. 3, 2, 1. Kestrel.
That was Kestrel.
Nope.
I put Astrid because that's when
it's a Kestrel.
Thrasyl.
No, it's a Kestrel.
Thrasyl?
Thrasyl, yeah.
Thrasyl.
Yeah. Hey, we're... Yeah. I'm like... It's
with a Black... British accent, that's the same thing.
Dude, that's racist.
Yeah, drink. I got it.
All no, right.
Didn't.
Round three.
Final you round,
didn't?
Guys.
It's a fucking Kestrel.
Dude.
That's the name of that thing.
No, it's not. It's a Thrasyl.
Okay.
They're black. They're
bullshit.
Winged. Hagrid tamed the only bunch of tame Thrasyls.
I can't believe you didn't get Kelsey Grammer. I thought when
I couldn't fucking remember.
I just
there were
it,
so many old.
I can't
Enterprise
believe it wasn't
episodes.
The RX-7. I mean, you put a good vinyl on there with a communicator.
When RX-7 played Beast, best acting job of its career.
Okay, so this is the really simple multiple choice style.
No.
We're done. No, we're done. We're done. We're done. We are done. We are over.
No, fuck, marry, kill, guys. Come on.
All right. No, fuck that. We're done.
One from each of us.
One from each of us.
Wow, how do we go from we're done to three more shots?
Because
how does that fucking work?
Because
they're enablers
because
and they hate us.
You each have five or six on your table.
I have six, but he's done two more than I have.
You wouldn't want your fans to think that you guys are like...
What the fuck do we care about those... I know what I said earlier.
Support us on our Kickstarter. We love you.
I know what I said earlier, but it's so fucking sticky right now.
It's...
No, we're done. I'm calling it. Executive decision?
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
I won.
One. How about one?
I win.
One.
Oh, do you want to do one more shot?
That's all he wants.
No, listen, I win either way. The kill Mary fuck is not going to make
just
a difference.
Just do one for fun. It'll be fun.
He says we're done. We're done. He doesn't want to do any more shots. I really don't want to do any more shots.
Okay, what if you have,
I'm happy
what
to
if
win.
You have proxies now.
Proxies?
Matt, okay.
Oh, you know what? Okay, here's the thing. Okay. Terry, you take my board. Matt, you take his board. Let's come up with some... No, actually, Ward, you take his board. And then Matt, we're going to do some hard-ass Matt questions for these two. All right, sit down. Sit down. Go get
oh
it.
God.
Go get it.
I don't want to
go get that shit. We need to do some list.
What did we sign up for?
Actually, I got this. Okay.
I
here we go. Question one. It's a Star Wars question. What is the numbered unit designation of the pressure maintenance hatch that Luke asked C-3PO to open on the Death Star?
I'll ask.
I hope to God you wrote RX-7.
Yes!
She's your wife.
Ward?
I will ask a hard Harry Potter question after.
Ward?
I don't know.
326-3827 is the answer.
No!
The answer.
Shut them all down! Hurry!
Drink it.
That
drink that shit!
That would have been the better answer.
It's horrible.
Drink it.
Alright.
Okay, well, babe.
You got that one. That was
did the quad drop here?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Alright.
Oh! That's tasty.
Yeah, because you haven't had like 20 of them.
Yeah, they had
alright, hard Harry Potter question.
Okay.
Get it. What is the name of Harry Potter's youngest son? First and middle.
First and middle?
Jesus
James.
Christ.
You actually have to take two if you don't get both.
Oh,
yes, because catch up. Ladies.
It's so weird to stand right now.
I know.
I'm standing here doing exactly what you're doing, just like hands
on
hips.
Like, let's do this.
We're both literally doing this in the
know.
Background. Just easing
that,
our way
right?
into it. Three. Okay, 20 seconds. 10, 9, 8, boom.
I do like Ward's answer.
Rhino penis. It sounds right.
The name is Albus Severus Potter.
Oh! Oh, actually, Albus Severus, I should have known that. That was in the movies.
So. Okay, did you guys both watch Dragon Ball Z?
Hit it. Hit it.
I got one!
No,
not
Terry
two.
Doesn't watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so,
I'm just doing one.
Okay, I'll do one from 40K. I'll do one from 40K.
I'll just do one.
Who was the original Sanguinary Guard leader for it? Sanguinius' Royal Guard.
Who was the original?
Actually, it's odd that Ward got that answer right on the
probably.
Last question of Rhino Penis Potter. I knew it.
You ruined it, Matt. This was going so well.
Why?
It's in Tear to Tread, and it's in the Codex.
Yeah, but who reads fucking Codex other than you? Matt Ward died.
Oh,
erase
that
shit.
Erase that shit. I got
okay,
another
fine.
Question for
fine.
You guys. I got another question for you guys. This is going to be the Star Trek question. I asked you both, I told you both the answer at one point in the last week when I was talking about this trivia game.
Okay.
What is the name of the Klingon honor, like the chosen Klingon honor guard representative during a honor trial?
Oh, I know this.
I literally told, don't show her! I literally, as long as you can say it out loud and you've written it similarly.
I think it's close, but.
As long as you can say it out loud and you've written it similar to what it needs to be.
Is it RX-7?
Because no. I actually asked you, I'm like, is that?
Do you know the answer to this? And this is why it's funny, because I've literally told you both. I told you today. Today.
Fuck you.
I mean, she did.
3, 2, 1, show you, bitch. Chardaz?
Oh, wasn't that the starting Pokemon? Like, you could pick a Chardaz or a Squirtle?
Fuck you.
Chadeech.
Chadeech! Oh,
Chadeech.
Worf called his brother Chadeech!
I was
not call his brother
Chadeech. Yeah, you were as close as she was.
Brother, no, Chidaz.
Harry Potter?
Chardaz.
Harry Potter?
The problem was, neither of you could say it right out loud.
It's about the pronunciation.
Even if you spelled it wrong, if you just said Chadeech.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Okay.
Fuck.
Who disguised himself as the Mad-Eye Moody in the Goblet of Fire?
Nice. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Yeah, no!
She came up with some good ones, man.
That's a good question, dude. Why the fuck isn't your girl here, dude? It's fucking bullshit. All right, come on, guys. You got a minute.
I know. I'm going to do it right because this is on my side.
Fuck.
Wait, is it Arc 7?
Yes, yes.
Ah. You should know this because he was the guy.
I know. I know the actor. Fire, right? I was like, I know the actor.
Of course,
I know
you know
exactly.
The actor. You know the actor.
You don't understand. Yeah. I actually finished reading all of the Harry Potter books about 2 weeks ago.
Hey, look, I never read the books.
20 seconds randomly.
Fuck you.
3, 2, 1.
You went through puberty.
His voice did kind of crack.
Come on, guys. Look, I've
been talking for an hour.
Barney Crouch!
Oh, I can't even understand how he got that. How did he get that?
I'm a genius.
I mean, Ward. Okay, so Ward, your writing is so much messier. Yeah.
All right.
The last one.
Matt, trade places with Ward.
No, fuck that shit.
No.
I've got some great fuck Mary kills.
You're sleeping here. You are sleeping here. Trade places. Ward, shit. Get out of here. Oh, I'm going to go super hard Star Wars. I'm going to go super hard Star Wars right here.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, actually... How about a super hard Simpsons question?
I don't watch Simpsons.
Out of this Terry, it's fair.
Okay.
What is Mr. Burns' phone number?
Drink!
I can tell you exactly, and honestly, I'll give you a clue.
You both have to finish this if you're wrong.
He was the first person dialed on the auto dialer. That's how you know it.
Drink.
Is it RX-7?
It might be.
Oh, wait. I haven't.
Can you get it with the clue?
Right?
Can you get it with the clue? 20 seconds.
3, 2, 1, show. Red RX-7.
No, what is every TV phone number? 555, and what would be the first number on an auto dialer? 0001.
55-0001.
Drink that shit!
Both of them.
Fuck that shit.
Drink it.
Oh.
Drink it. Oh my god, let's finish this. Okay.
It is so terrible. Sweet, isn't it?
No, let's play one Mary Kill Fuck.
Okay, yeah, let's Mary Kill Fuck. I've got some great Mary Kill Fucks on my phone. That's
here we
what
go.
I'm saying.
At least give me a tough start.
Okay, but
pay you back.
What how do we
So here's
this?
The Mary Kill Fuck. You write your Mary Kill Fuck, and you have to guess one of them for that other person. If you get one of them right.
If you get all
there's only one
you
shot
don't get all
left.
Three of them. There's a whole picture.
No, fuck you.
Oh, that made me so sick just now.
Oh, baby. You know.
Okay, guys.
Okay, so split your boards in half. One side for Matt, one side for Terry.
Maddie.
Mary, kill, fuck. We'll give you a second to write down Mary, kill, fuck for both sides.
Yep, go ahead and write them on your board.
You get one of them.
You know what I think would be better is you guys have to decide, like, we should come to a consensus, right? So, we will give you the names. You guys will write down what you think will be our consensus.
All right.
Oh, okay. Here.
Your consensus.
Okay. So you don't need
Matt. What the fuck are you doing with your phone right now?
I've got a list of
various. No, for God's sakes, back up. So yeah, here it is. Mary, kill, fuck. Picard.
Okay.
Picard. Kirk. Khan.
And we're doing
you guys have 1 minute.
And we're doing it for you three?
Marry, kill, you have to pick who you would marry.
Who you would kill. Who you would fuck. But you have to pick who you think we would
marry. I agree with that.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. All right. So we have fuck, kill, marry.
That's easy, guys.
Marry,
yeah.
Kill, fuck.
No.
Really?
Seriously, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you know what? I think I'm with Lay.
Are you like okay? Listen, if we're talking pure sexuality.
Oh my god, pure sexuality, guys.
Are we doing it just for
ourselves, guys? Are we just guessing for you guys?
Yes, you have to guess who's the best.
Oh, for consensus.
So that's what we're doing.
What their consensus is.
Yeah. I'm so happy about this.
You said it was Picard, Khan, and Kirk.
Yeah.
Picard, Khan, and Kirk. Terry says.
Hold on.
Picard.
You marry Picard because he's a settling kind
you
of man.
You kill Khan.
You kill Khan because he's a fucking crazy person.
And you fuck Kirk.
And you fuck Kirk because he knows how to lay.
All right, say that. What do we got, Maddie? What do you got?
I said you would marry Khan because he can protect you. Kill Picard because he's a pussy.
He's gonna kill you.
And fuck Kirk because he's
a
pussy. Did you say Picard's a pussy?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Drink the pitcher.
I was just touching you.
So
you're both wrong.
We marry Picard.
You obviously marry Picard.
But
that's
you
a long-term relationship.
Khan because you don't want what Kirk has.
You don't want what Kirk has.
It's the future. They can cure that.
We
okay?
all know that if
okay?
you were in a club
they can
and
cure
Kirk
that.
Was there round as fuck throwing double axe handles. And
then on
wrestler,
the upstory.
Right? But fucking Khan's there with that fucking super low V-neck mega. Push.
Oh, and the pecs.
Welcome to the Forbidden Island.
Guys, Khan is genetically modified. It would be like
Man
of Steel, Woman of Tissue.
Seriously, for real.
Danger.
You want the crazy ones just to fuck,
right?
It's very true.
The crazy hot ratio is not good enough for Khan, anyways, guys.
Any particular thing
he knows how to fuck. He's probably
drink them. Drink your last shots, and then we're gonna wrap up. So get the fuck out.
All right. Woo! All right, get out of the chairs. We're done.
God, these are so awful. I almost want to ask Maddie for a Bud Light Lime.
Oh no!
These are just, oh my God, my diabetes.
All right, so for anybody unsure compared to where we started, that's it right there. I won the nerd trivia by 2. But it does not feel. It is a hollow victory. It is the hollowest of hollow victories.
By 2 less.
I was gonna say.
I lost.
Nobody
by 2
won.
Less.
Nobody is a winner.
I finished second to last. His leg was broken. All right. So, 4 years, 200 episodes. Thank you guys for watching. That has been Jaded Gamercast for this week. My name is Lang.
I'm Nathan.
Have a good one.
Cheers.